And these so-called women's issues are not issues that just affect women. They affect everyone. Advancing them should be everyone's responsibility, just like advancing civil rights. Welcome to The Shrinks on Third, our psychology and social justice podcast. I'm psychologist Cindy Ariel.
And I'm psychologist Julie Mayer. Join us.
Hey, Julie. You know, women in the United States are still second-class citizens. Like racism, people seem to think misogyny is no longer a thing, or at least no longer a thing that really affects anybody. But that would be incorrect.
I don't know who those people are, but they are really wrong. Sad to say, women still do not have equity or equality. We're still in this endless fight. Not that there hasn't been progress. We are allowed to have jobs, and we can vote, and we can own property, but there's a long way to go.
There is. Despite the progress women have made in a lot of areas over the last many years, we're still treated like second-class citizens in a lot of ways that really matter.
Exactly, Cindy. For example, the gender pay gap, the difference between what men earn and what women earn for doing the exact same job, is a classic example of the systemic inequality faced by women, and especially by women of color.
For one thing, while the gap has gone down 22% since 1979, only 22% since 1979,
yeah,
it's still about the same as it's been for a couple decades.
The fact that there still is any gap is unacceptable. Why is there a gap? Women usually work at least as hard as men and are at least as smart as them.
Absolutely. When Congress passed the Equal Pay Act in 1963, women earned about 59 cents for every dollar earned by a male.
And you know, the excuse for that was that men had to support families, as if women didn't. It was so prejudiced.
Fast forward to today, and the average white woman earns 82 cents for every dollar earned by the average white man. The gender pay gap varies a lot by race and ethnicity and by other demographics, even state by state.
Right. The difference in pay for the same work is even greater for women of color. African-American women earn only 67 cents, and Latinas earn only 54 cents for every dollar earned by white, non-Hispanic men. There is no logical explanation for this, except that our country looks down on women, and in particular, women of color.
These are averages across all industries combined. Looking at industries separately, the pay gap ranges widely, but whether it's less or more than the average, every industry shows this disparity.
It's shameful. So as second-class citizens, women's work is undervalued. Women are also more likely than men to work in low-paying jobs that don't offer a lot of benefits. But even when they're in the same jobs, women don't earn as much as men in many, many professions.
Yet, women are not less competent or less hardworking than their male colleagues. They just seem to be systematically discriminated against every day in all facets of life.
Yeah, it's pretty much how it is. For example, there are the old double standards that we've all heard so many times in the way women are talked about and referred to, which undermine women and make misogyny a systemic piece of our culture. Women are so often compared negatively to men, and I am so tired of it.
Right. A strong male leader is often referred to as competent and getting the job done. A strong female leader is mean and bossy. Women are referred to as loose if they're dating around, when men are just being men.
Right, and maybe even admirable for it. When a female boss gets angry, she's a witch, or a word that rhymes with one that starts with a B. When a male boss gets angry, he's justified. A woman with confidence is often seen as too full of herself, like she's a narcissist. A confident man is a strong and effective leader.
Then the Supreme Court's vote to take back women's reproductive rights, the gender pay gap, and other issues having to do with women at home and work as leaders, moms, and wives don't just affect women.
It's infuriating, really. They have rolled back what little progress has been made. It's so unethical, that Supreme Court, and wrong. I am not at all happy with the Supreme Court right now. I think you've noticed that.
Yes, I have. And these so-called women's issues are not issues that just affect women. They affect everyone. Advancing them should be everyone's responsibility, just like advancing civil rights.
Also infuriating is that everyone should want to advance them, but they don't, clearly. But it is what is best for society, for children, and for families.
Treating women as second-class citizens is so embedded in our culture that even women sometimes hate or at least undermine or don't support other women.
That's sadly true, Cindy. Our society is so misogynistic that many women aren't even aware that they take sides against what would actually be best for them. It's in so many of our actions toward each other and the language we use to refer to women and how we feel about them. From birth, we learn to demean women.
Who put men in charge and why?
I don't know, but they do tend to be physically stronger and they tend more toward violence, so there is that.
So they put themselves in charge. They bullied their way in.
I kind of think so.
Why are some professions, some places of worship, some clubs, for men only? Women have come a long way fighting for what they deserve at home and at work. But why have we had to fight just to be treated equally?
Excellent question, Cindy. Why would anybody have to fight to be treated equally? All people are created equal.
And so, of course, more men should also be fighting for equality everywhere. It was a man, Robert Ingersoll, who was noted for saying, "We rise by lifting others." And I love that. But so where are all the men on this?
Yeah, where are they? Some do fight for equality. Others, I don't know. Maybe they feel inadequate. They need to keep people down. You know, they're threatened by women's power.
So many men let women sit at the table, yet don't fully include them. And sometimes downright abuse them, either with frequent microaggressions or full-on sexual harassment or even assault, for which men are often rewarded, by the way.
Yeah. Another ugly part of our society. Again, why are things still like this? Haven't we moved forward? It's 2024. Women work as hard, as efficiently, and as competently as men do. They do tend to lead differently from men, but maybe better, usually with more empathy and less hierarchy, still very effectively.
In the last few presidential elections, a few women candidates who were as competent for the job or more so than any of the male candidates were written off just because people said the country isn't ready for a female president. Why not?
Other countries around the world have had female leaders, even beloved female leaders. What is it with this country? When will we be ready?
Women are not appreciated for their intelligence, their creativity, personal strength, artistic talents, leadership, you name it. This seems so old school, but still permeates our culture.
Right. Women are still valued, or should we say used, for their domestic abilities, which, while more men do step up to help out, the majority of domestic duties still fall to women. Caregiving, for example, is mostly done by women, but the numbers are shifting, and it appears that more men are caring for aging parents and ill spouses than before.
We're moving on up.
Slowly.
Not only are women not valued still for their strengths, they're treated like they're not capable of making decisions about money or even their own bodies.
Okay, that last one especially is a sore point. Men's bodies are not threatened by political action, but women have recently lost 50 years of ability to make decisions about their own private bodies. It is absolutely unacceptable.
And the majority of American women experience sexual misconduct by men in their lifetime, but men are not held accountable for the amount of misconduct that women experience.
From them. How women are treated in our society matters for all of these reasons. When women are treated badly, it affects their families, their partners, their children, and their own health.
The Equal Rights Amendment, the ERA, is an amendment to the Constitution that guarantees equality of rights under the law for everyone, regardless of gender.
It was first proposed all the way back in 1923 and did not satisfy the requirements for ratification until January of 2020, which means it took almost 100 years for two-thirds of each House of Congress and three-quarters of the states to pass it.
And that is just shameful. And because of its long drawn-out process, and it only, you know, barely reached the numbers in 2020, it still hasn't been published in the Federal Register with certification of its ratification as the 28th Amendment. Also shameful.
Yes, indeed. So how do we stop tolerating second-class treatment? Fighting for women's rights, often called feminism, is looked down upon in some circles, even in women's circles. And a lot of young people, I don't know why, but they have an issue with that word, although there really isn't any reason for it.
There is not. Because caring about or even fighting for equal treatment for women, and really for anyone, is just the right thing to do.
And of course, we definitely don't mean just white women. Women of color have different needs from white women, and people of all genders should be fighting for equality for everyone. You can call yourself a feminist or not. The words matter a lot less than the actions taken. And those actions are what make good sense as good humans.
So at equalrightsamendment.org, you can find lots of information about the ERA, and it seems like a good place to start working toward not tolerating mistreatment or anything other than first-class treatment for all.
And if you are lucky enough to feel you are being treated fairly, then remember, it's all of our responsibility to lift up others in need.
We rise by lifting others.
Thanks for joining us.
You can find us at shrinksonthird.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Shrinks on Third. Till next time,
take care.